to this point?
I have to tell you, it was really hard to condense this to one page. Kia ora koutou katoa. I have the privilege of chairing the call committee, and I would first like to thank the call committee members, and if you would stand when I call your name, for their service. Pastor Russell, Selwyn McAlinney, Gloria Reed, Josephine Nielsen, and Joy Nielsen. You are incredible to work with, and I thank you for your laughter, your faith, your prayer, and your support. We've been on this journey for over a year now, and we've had challenges along the way, which I'm not going to dwell on. We trusted that God had the person in mind with a vision to grow our church for his kingdom. Yet in our humanness, we wanted it to be faster and maybe just a teeny bit easier. But you know, it's been totally worth it. And I still marvel at what God has done. Trust and belief are foremost here. While you prayed, while we prayed, he heard. He started working long before we even started the process of finding a new associate pastor. Bridget shared with me that he gave her a burden to start praying for our church family. She trusted him and continued to pray for months, not questioning the reason. But I'll let her tell you about that herself. In November of last year, we decided to ask Bridget and Alex to come up to Whangarei and experience us and get a sense of where God might be leading. We determined that we wanted to keep this visit discreet to ensure their privacy and allow the weekend to unfold. Russell and I met with Bridget and Alex on Friday, the 7th of December, in the late afternoon for a tour of the church and dinner. We shared the vision for what we wanted for the church, including renovations and the cafe. They also got a sense of what children's ministry was like during my years as children's ministry facilitator. We experienced the view from Mount Parahaka, coffee at the basin, a tour of the camp, an afternoon of fishing, as Russell has alluded to already, and precious time spent with Juliet and Anna. Bridget and Alex attended church incognito on the Sunday and the picnic. They said they had been welcomed warmly. Way to go, church. Thank you to everyone who opened their arms and their homes to them. The committee met in December to determine how to move forward. We decided to ask Bridget to submit her CV and then have a Skype interview. I emailed her asking if she still felt called to the North, to submit her CV and respond to the following statement. Please describe what your ideal children's and family ministry would look like in a medium-sized church. She provided a very detailed response that truly shows her heart for God and families within the church and the community. It was only 4 pages long. The committee members were asked to submit questions that they felt were really important to be asked. So they prayed about it and asked some really good questions. We also felt it was vital that all the committee members were in attendance, as a couple had not even yet met Bridget and Alex. The interview was amazing, uplifting, and Bridget and Alex's answers were God-honoring in every way. I had asked Bridget for a few of her favorite worship songs, as I felt it was important for us to experience some of her heart for Jesus. One of these songs is I Will Follow by Chris Tomlin. This one, I think, is one of the most significant ones, as it symbolizes her willingness to listen and follow, and we are thankful. I was praying for Bridget on Friday morning, and the scripture that God gave me was 1 Corinthians 1, verses 4 to 9, and these verses I'd like to share with you. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking, in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. There is nothing to say, but thank you, Father, for providing so much more than we could ask or imagine in the form of Bridget and Alex. And to you both, we say welcome to our church family.
Pastor Bridget, would you, awesome, come and share your story too?
Wow, good morning, church. I feel I need to go down and come back up. This isn't a story call, so I will go back down so that we all remember the first time I walked up this stage. Oh, the Lord is good, isn't he? And Alex and I are so privileged. I said to him, I've realized that my new church family has never heard me speak other than on a video. And so where does our story start? I wasn't sure what to share, but then I thought, well, my senior pastor, my previous senior pastor, Pastor Andrew said, when you tell the story, it sounds more like God's story with you and Whangarei, and not just God's story with you. So I will start my story in November 2017, when the Lord first laid Whangarei Central on my heart, and I started praying. Now, you'll get to know me. I pray. I pray a lot. I don't know that I'm an intercessor or a prayer warrior, but I do stay in contact with the Lord. He seems to know best than I do on most occasions. All occasions. Sorry, Lord. And so I prayed. And I don't know how many of you are movie boffins, but I prayed for Brad Pitt for 3 years to come to the Lord. So to pray for Whangarei is not a stretch. Can you see? So so I prayed. And then I heard that Russell was the type of pastor who walks the streets and harasses people to come to the Lord. And so I prayed for Russell. Bless you, Lord, for sending an evangelist to Whangarei. Bless the Lord. And then I heard that the majority of the congregation, well, already have their gold cards. And so I prayed that they will that they will live long. Bless them. Because what I said yesterday to our very good friends, Charmaine and Gary, the church that we inherit here in Whangarei, we are standing on the shoulders of these gold card members who had given, who had tithed, who had volunteered, who had built, who had believed, and who had prayed. And so I prayed for them. And then I heard that Russell had some strange notions with vision and stuff. And so I prayed that he will become of one heart and mind with God and with the congregation. So I prayed. And after a while, I'm like, what is it with this church, Lord? Why am I praying for them so much? Anyway, fast forward. I went to Hanmer Springs last year. And while I was there, when you do go, you can or may not, but fasted for 3 days. And while I was there, I don't know, and of the older people, I don't know whether you still believe in God coming down from the heavens, stepping down from his throne, and giving you the kind of vision that makes you pop open your eyes and go, am I in heaven? Have I died? What has happened? But while I was in Hanmer, I kid you not, eh? I don't lie. And in children's church, they will learn this value pretty quickly. In children's church, we value honesty, and you'll get to say it. And so there I am in Hanmer with these 120 other pastors. I kid you not. And Jesus Christ himself came down out of his heavens. And he said, kneel, Bridget. And so I knelt. I'm on my knees. And I opened my eyes to see, is he here or is it just me? And I closed my eyes again, and there he was, and he said, stretch forth your hand. And I stretched forth my hand, and into my hand he put a new sword. made of titanium. Now, I had to go read up what titanium is. Maybe there are people here who know. I did not. But titanium, part of its characteristic is that it's quite flexible. And so the Lord said, I'm going to send you into a new battle, and you need to be more flexible than you've ever been. And so I thought, well, maybe I need to up my exercise and up my Bible reading. And I did those things. And I prayed for Pakuranga because I thought that was where I was planted. Surely that is what I need to pray for. Sword. See, the sword is the word. And so I got more into the word and I fasted more last year than I ever have in my last 30 years as a Christian. Sad but true. And then, so I left Hanma. Came back with my new titanium sword. Ready to do battle for the Lord. Then I had this strange dream. Do you guys dream in the church? Do you believe that the Lord still works in dreams and visions? I had this dream. And I was in this church that I didn't recognize. And I'm coming down, walking down the spiral, kind of a staircase. Walking down. And there's a children's slide. And so the next day, as any good member would do of a church, I contacted my senior pastor. I said, Andrew, what are the chances that we are building a staircase and putting in a slide for children in the foyer? And he laughed and go, ha, 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 never going to happen. I go, well, nice dream. Thank you, Lord. Bless the church, whoever they are, with their slide and their staircase. But I left it. See, it was just a nice dream. Fast forward a little bit. Another pastor from a different church is texting me. She had a dream about me. Like, whoa, go Lord. Waking up other saints to dream about me. And in her dream, she said, she couldn't remember a whole lot of it, but it was pretty weird because in the dream, I was a bit like Peter Pan. And I said, well, why not Tinkerbell? I think Peter Pan was pretty naughty. But there you go. Apparently, Tinkerbell was very manipulative. So I prefer now to be Peter Pan. There you go. So 2 weeks before Hui last year, I'm trying to keep it brief. I don't know what Russell is like with time. I move with the Holy Spirit. So when he says, don't look to Russell, look to me, that's what I will do. Two weeks before Hui. Do you think the Lord sometimes has fun with us? I'm talking to the Lord. See, because this is us. We talk whole day, every day. Apart from the times when I have to do work. I'll just put it out there because you guys will be looking for some work from me. And the Lord is like, oh, Bridget, you know your favorite song? And I go, what's my favorite song, Father? Testing the Lord. And he said, you know how you sing? Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. And I'm like, no, that's not my favorite song. But the Lord knows me, and he said, Bridget, you know this is your favorite song. Say yes to me. That was November last year. And I'm saying, Father, but what am I saying yes to? And he said, say yes to me before I tell you. And I'm going, it sounds a bit dodgy, but this is the Lord, so it can't be dodgy. Father, what am I saying yes to? And you know that the trouble with the Lord when he gives you a really godly husband, they also hear the Lord speak. And so Alex is busy with this devotional on being all in with the Lord. So he kept on every morning. He's like, Bree, we've got to be all in with the Lord. And I have the Lord on the one side saying, say yes to me. And Alex on the other side, we need to be all in. And in the end, they won. So I go, Lord, you win. And Alex, yes, whatever. We are all in with the Lord. And so the moment I said yes, I kid you not, Whangarei, I prayed for you every day, for two, every day, to the point where I said to Raywan, do they need a coach? Do they need counseling? Do they need meditation? What is it that this church needs? And I said to the Lord, if I see Russell at the Hui, and he invites me for a visit, then I will have to go. Now, Russell is coming from Whangarei. I'm coming from Auckland. We are meeting in Palmerston North. Unbeknownst to me, Russell, also apparently had a conversation with the Lord. If I see my dear sister Bridget, I will invite her to Whangarei. So I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Hey, so yeah, I met Russell. First person I see at this hui with more than 400 delegates. And he's making a beeline for me. I'm thinking, Lord, this is not the person I want to see. I don't know where Whangarei is. I don't want to go there. I like Pahia. I like, my husband likes Tauranga. So if you're going to move us, hey, there are our places. And I don't know, Russell talks a lot. He does. Hey, and he talks so fast. And so, and he's tall, bigger than me. And so he's going, blah, 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 blah. And I just nod. And then I heard coming out of his mouth, so will you come and visit us in Whangarei? Now I had to pay attention. So I'm like, well, you know, I'll have to check with my husband. Called Alex. Godly men, hey, what can I say? He didn't even pause. He said, we need to go. I'm like, we don't know these people. He said, we need to go. So we came to Whangarei that weekend. And Russell is walking us, explaining the vision of the church and walking us through the building and up the stairs and down the stairs. And I'm saying to the Lord, why am I here? And then Russell showed me some architectural drawings. I'm a counselor and a pastor. I know nothing about these lines, but I'm just going, yeah, interesting. And he says, can you imagine we're going to move this wall and that wall? And right here, we're going to build the staircase. And I think the lift is going to go up there. And we are putting a children's slide in the foyer. And I'm looking at Alex, and Russell is like, now, church, I lied that day. I've got to confess. I don't lie, but I lied. He said, can you imagine such a thing? And I'm going, no. And Alex is looking at me because he knows I value honesty. So my husband is looking like, Lord, I just need to, what? Why am I here? Went to the bathroom to wash my hands before we went for dinner. And on the wall are my two life verses. From Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search my heart, O Lord, and test my anxious thoughts, and see if there's any wickedness in me. And I thought, hey, this is a church. They need verses on the wall. And my senior pastor said, oh, so of the 5,000 verses, yeah, right, they had these two. Coincidence, right? Then the next day, we went down to the camp. Now, the bit I didn't say was when Alex heard the church had a camp, he said something in his spirit lifted. He said, oh, they've got a camp. Because on our way to the airport to Palmerston, for me to go to Palmerston North, he said this word camp is coming into my mind every time. Don't know what that means, but that's a different story. So I'll leave that story over there for a minute. We're at the camp, and we're walking uphill and came downhill. And the grass bit, you know where I am, huh? That grassy patch, and we're looking out over the water. And Russell said, surely you must know that we are actually asking you to come, to consider quite seriously coming to us. And he said, I'm going to say something really weird. And I thought, well, I've heard weird this weekend. What can be more weird than a staircase and a slide? And he said, we need a specific person. We need someone a bit like Peter Pan. I kid you not. And he walks down. Do you remember that? And he walks down and he said, we even have a Peter Pan tree over here. Have you heard such a thing? And I lied for a second time. No. Very weird. So then we stayed in lovely, glorious place. Couldn't sleep. I sleep like a baby now most days. Could not sleep that weekend. The Lord was on my case. He was talking to me. Now, you may think that after these dreams and visions, I would have simply have said, yes, Lord. But I thought, I quite like Gideon. Father, show me one more thing. Gloria, by 2 o'clock that morning, the Lord showed me something in your house. He said, go to the faith chapter, Bridget. So I'm reading Hebrews 11. I woke Alex up because that's what you do with a godly man. Hey, if I'm going to read 40 verses, you are going to listen to 40 verses. So I woke Alex up, who just went, I think he continued to snore. And I said, darling, what is the Lord saying? And he said, by faith, So the next day we came to church, and Russell had this beautiful sermon on the women in God's life, and he took that genealogy starting in my memory. Church, learn something. My memory is good. Matthew 1, and he read through it. I thought, well, in the New Testament, making me a bit nervous here, Lord. And he read through it, and then he went all the way to Genesis 38 and talked about the story on Tamar and how all of that tied up. And I'm going, I can go home. We are in the first book of the Old Testament. 5 minutes before the end of the service, Russell says, there's one more place for us to go. Hebrews 11, by faith. And he talked about Rahab. And I just started crying. Because I knew then, before you had your interview and before you voted, I knew if God calls, what else can I say? But yes, Father, we are all in. And so, church, that is your story and my story with God. And when I make a mistake, I'm from Africa, what can I say? We blunder into things sometimes. The way you have shown love to us today, on the day when I make a mistake, can I ask on behalf of myself and my husband that you will show mercy and grace? Awesome. That's me.
When I realized God was talking to Pastor Bridget, honestly, I just kept saying, God, your vision for this church is big. You know, she's a high caliber lady. She's been a coach, parents and families coach with Raywin for many, many years. Significant in the church family at Pakeranga. Significant within the movement and different skills that she has. And I thought, God, you're bringing this lady and her awesome husband to our family. What a big vision you must have for this place. And I've been really encouraged. I want to speak to Andy and Rita, Adrian and Hannah and Alexa and the Pakeranga people before I ask Bridget next to come and sit in the King and Queen's chair over here in just a moment. I remember leaving Ranui, West Auckland, 2.5 years ago, and how hard it was for the church and how hard it was for me. This lady's a pastor. She loves people, and she'll always be your friend, and she'll always be your family. And I recognised in saying, coming up to support her and supporting Alex and coming up to make this move, you're sacrificing something big. You're saying, even though you're close, even though it'd be nicer for you to have them close to you, you're willing to support them obeying God in this. And so I honour you. I honour your family, honour your Pakeranga family for your blessing, for your support. My heart and prayer has been, and I've heard it prayed often in our church over the last, three, four months, that God's going to bless Pakeranga profoundly, that God's going to raise up new people and do a new thing in Pakeranga Baptist, that God is going to bless that church and bless you awesome adults who are releasing mum and dad to come and serve up here. It's a wonderful place to come on holiday, and it's a wonderful place to just come up for a weekend. But you're not going to see them as much. You'll love them just as much. They'll always be your friends. They'll always be your family. But I just want to honour you as a church for coming up and supporting them, and honour you for standing behind them as they obey God, because it costs you something, and we really appreciate that. Alex and Bridget, would you come and sit in the King and Queen chair up here? Awesome. As they move from there to here, they're still part of you. They'll always be part of you. But as they move over here, we're symbolically saying they've been pastors in and part of East Auckland for a good long time, part of Auckland for a good long time. Now they're northerners and very much part of our story and our life going forward. We're incredibly grateful to you. We bless you for your grace in coming and supporting, and we continue to pray for your family and for the church in Pakeranga too. Someone that Pastor Bridget's worked with for many years is Raywin Moody. Now, Raywin Moody's a coach in Auckland with Bridget, and she's been coming up to Whangarei for a lot of years, teaching us how to be intergenerational, teaching us how to love our kids and work with our families better. So I've asked Raywin to come and just lead us through the commissioning. Say a few words about this process and lead us through some prayers of commissioning. Cool. Thanks.
Thanks. So kia ora tātou, it's great to be here, and this is bittersweet for me. I've been here a few times, as Russell said, so I'm a coach for the Northern Baptist Association. I've come up and done work way back when Susan was running your children's ministry with Monica, and done some intergenerational things. So as coach for Northern Baptist, and as having been Bridget's co-worker, her leaving now means that I get an extra day of work to do down in Auckland. So I'm now coaching churches all the way from Pukekohe to Kaitaia. So thanks, Bridget. It's okay, I'm sure we'll cope. And now, instead of us being colleagues, I actually become Bridget's coach in this role, which is kind of an unusual crisscrossing. So, yeah. But it is wonderful to be here, and I've just been very excited hearing Bridget's story as she's shared with me over the last few months, and I'm definitely holding Pakaranga in my hand because I'm still coaching Jacqueline at Pakaranga. So today this is a commissioning service where we commission a new pastor, and this is Christ's love and care for this church, for Whangarei Central, in commissioning Bridget as associate pastor for children and families. And Bridget and Alex together, as you've heard, have accepted this call of this congregation. So there's just a couple of verses that I want to look at. So at the very beginning of the New Testament, we know that Jesus said, "You are all to go and proclaim the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ to the whole world." So we know these words really well. Jesus said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." And I see a lot of nations here today. Baptizing them, and I know that's Russell's passion, baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then teaching, and both Bridget and Russell have a teaching ministry, to obey everything I have commanded you. So we're imagining way back, this is the few disciples there all gathered hearing Jesus' words, and then Jesus went back to heaven and left them. And very quickly, the early church realized, wow, this job that Jesus gave us, it's huge, it's vast, it's complex. And so we see in the New Testament, a little bit later on in Corinthians, Paul saying, hey, you know, it's not just about you guys doing this job or that job. I have given you many, many different gifts of the Spirit, and it's the one Spirit that distributes them. So the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, so we all have different jobs to do, but it is the same Lord that we work for. So the verse in 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6 is telling us that everyone sees God's Spirit at work, but we are all working and called in different ways, which is really cool. So therefore, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the apostles all said, okay, we're going to have different offices in the church so that people are working in their gifting and they're doing exactly what it is that God's gifted them to. And so I really believe that this office that Bridget has of children and family pastor, it's a specific one. We can't all do that job. We're all called to different things. But I know certainly that Bridget is called to this one. So I just want to open up the book of John, chapter 21, for a minute and look at one piece of scripture before I continue with Bridget's commissioning. And I've heard there's a fishing thing going on here. So this is the story when Jesus appeared to his disciples for the third time. And it was on the edge of Lake Tiberias. And the disciples had seen Jesus a couple of times since he'd raised from the dead, and they'd been excited about that. And then they went out fishing. They hadn't seen him for a while, so they decided, let's just go back to what we used to do. Let's go fishing. And they weren't like Russell or Alex. They didn't catch anything. They'd been out all night, and they caught nothing. So we see the picture of Jesus on the shore, and the disciples at first weren't sure if it was him or not. And so they'd been out there fishing all night, and the sun's starting to rise, and this man on the shore calls out to them, says, "Brothers, have you caught anything?" And they went, "No." And we know, if you know the story, that Jesus then said, "Throw your net out on the other side," which for a fisherman, I think, is pretty weird. If there's no fish there, doesn't matter what side of the boat you put it on. But they kind of were thinking, oh, who's this? Okay, they threw the net out on the other side. And we know the story that as they started to haul it in, the fish were just jumping out of the net. There were so many fish there. It was another of Jesus' miracles. And so they started to click and go, oh, this must be the Lord. And so they quickly haul their load of fish into the shore and they jump out of the boat and they run up to greet Jesus again for the third time since he had risen from the dead. Now, for me, I think this might be a little bit of a bittersweet time for Peter, because remember his bravado before Jesus was crucified? Master, I will never, never disown you. I will never deny you. But Jesus had told him that he would. And then we know that awful moment when Jesus had been arrested and Peter's in the courtyard swearing three times that he had not known Jesus. And then the cock crowed and then he saw, I've denied the Lord. I said I'd never do it. He was so gutted. So imagine how he's feeling at this moment as he and Jesus are pulling up all the fish. I'd be a bit embarrassed. I might be feeling, oh, what's he going to say to me? So this is the scripture of what Jesus said. And starting in verse 15, remember Jesus had cooked them a nice breakfast and they're sitting there eating. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And now Peter was hurt. He was gutted because Jesus had asked him three times, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. Okay, now I want you to go back and look at the very first instruction he gave Peter. What did he say? You can yell out. Okay, and who are the lambs? Children. Okay, so I believe that what Jesus was saying to Peter when he said, feed my lambs, in verse 15, he was entrusting his followers with special care of the young, of the children. Okay? Now, it is really important to take care and feed the sheep, but if we are not taking care of the lambs, in a few years' time, we will have no sheep. And that's what we see in our churches. If we are not taking care of the children, of the families who are entrusted with the care of those children, in 20, 30, 40 years, where will our church be? Yeah? Absolutely. There's a prophet among you. Awesome. Yep, you're absolutely right, mate. So I really believe that the job that Bridget's been called to do is this job that Jesus was giving. So it was his first instruction. He said lambs first, then he said sheep and sheep. So I want you to keep that echoing around in your mind. So this appointment of Bridget today, this commissioning, is one that's really important to Jesus' heart. Through this ministry, Jesus' lambs here are being fed in this congregation, but I know your vision is way wider as well. It's also in this community. Now, I've worked alongside Bridget in children and family ministry and in a lot of stuff in our wider church movement too for the last 8 years, and you've heard some of her passion now. I've seen it in action, and she's so dedicated, encouraging children and families and equipping in others. And you've heard too about how she goes deep into God's word. She and Alex together are reading God's word together. They are praying together. So I know that they are going to continue to pray, as you've already heard, for this church and for this wider community, that this building is not going to be big enough to contain all the harvest that's going to come jumping into the net here. So, also, I've just so appreciated how Bridget and Alex are just led by the Holy Spirit and the times that she's been able to pray for me and with me. It's just so powerful. So I just really want to commend them to you as a couple. You've got a wonderful, dedicated couple here who are going to put the Lord first in everything in their lives. And the fact that they're willing to leave their beautiful kids and grandkids behind in Auckland and come here is just testimony. That song, Where You Go, I Will Follow. So I'd like to invite Bridget and Alex to come forward now for the commissioning, and Russell's going to come forward as well to lay hands on them. Cool. So in varying ways, every pastor is a servant of the Lord, but also of the church. A steward, so that's caring for the household of God. A teacher, explaining the mystery, and sometimes God's word is a mystery, and then the Holy Spirit reveals what it is. An ambassador of our King, and you guys are definitely ambassadors. and you proclaim the good news to all. So, as an associate pastor for children and family at Whangarei Central Baptist, Bridget, together with your husband Alex, you have heard that call of God, and we've all just heard the story of that call. So, Bridget, you as a pastor are called to teach and help form the faith of children and to encourage families in discipling their children. So I've got two questions for Bridget, and then I've got a couple more for all the rest of you as a congregation. So, Bridget, in order that all God's people assembled here may witness that you, in the strength of the Lord, accept the responsibilities of this office, please answer the following questions. Do you believe that in the call of this congregation, God calls you to this holy ministry? Do you promise to be a faithful servant, to conduct yourself in a manner worthy of your calling to Whangarei Central Baptist Church?
I promise I do.
Awesome. So let's just lay hands on Bridget and Alex together. Yep. May God, who has called you to this office, enlighten, strengthen, and govern you by the word and spirit so that you may serve faithfully and fruitfully in your ministry to the glory of God's name and the coming of the kingdom of the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as I said, I believe, and Bridget does, this is a two-way thing. You're not sitting there now going, yay, we have our children and families pastor, everything is answered. There is a lot for you as a congregation. So I would invite you to stand because I have a charge for you as well. So, dear congregation of Christ at Whangarei Central Baptist, I ask that you respond to the following questions with, we do, God helping us. So, do you, in the name of the Lord, welcome Bridget as your pastor?
We do.
Do you promise to join Bridget in ministering to the children and families by your own service and prayer?
We do.
Do you promise to pray for Bridget and Alex, sharing in the work of this ministry, to encourage Bridget and Alex in the exercise of these tasks and to respond to this work with love and respect?
We do.
Okay, remember this day, just as you remember the first day Bridget walked up the stairs. Cool. So I rejoice with you on this day as you begin your ministry in this congregation. Today marks that first day, Bridget and Alex. May you experience much joy in fulfilling your calling here. I know that you will. And to you, Whangarei Central Baptist Church, congratulations also. This is truly the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Keep your vows that you've just made. Receive Bridget and Alex as a gift of God. Listen to Bridget with all the respect due to this office. Encourage her when needed. But most importantly, pray for Bridget and Alex daily. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Raywan. Awesome. I want your family to remain standing as we continue to pray. Kids, if you've written the prayer out for Bridget and Alex, could you come and put it in the basket? And can those people praying, leading us in prayer, so three young people, one young adult, and the elders, would you come forward and surround them as well, please? If you've got a prayer, pop your prayer in the basket just by Jacob over there. Awesome. Elders, come and stand behind them. We'll all stand behind them as a full eldership. Joy and Ruth are going to lead us in prayer. Got three young people who are going to pray. And one awesome young adult's going to pray in Afrikaans. Brilliant. Have I got Melissa? Oh, sorry, Marissa. Good. Awesome. Okay, friends, we're going to pray now. Jacob, where are you? I'm going to get you guys to come first, you and Jacob and Frodge and Rebecca. That'd be great. And just be keen to say amen, friends. See, everything they pray, be keen to say amen. Our Father loves agreed prayer. And we're believing for many miracles and many supernatural things of God's provision in this ministry.
Father, please bless Bridget and Alex into this family here, the large family, and please help us to interact with them and they can become one with us.
We agree. Awesome. Roger.
Dear Heavenly Father, Thank you, Lord, for bringing Pastor Bridget to be part of our family at church. Please help us to be welcoming to her and that Pastor Bridget is happy to be with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My one is the Maori blessing. Kia tō, kia tātō katoa, te atuwhai o tō tātō ariki o hiu karaiti, me te aroha o te atua, me te whiwhinga tangitanga ki te wairua tāpu. Ake, ake, amene. The English translation is, with the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, for now and forever. Amen.
My prayer will be in Afrikaans. Liewer baie dankie vir die wonderlike egpaartjie wat u vir ons gegee het in die kerk. Ek bid dat u onder hulle sal seën en alles wat hulle doen, laat hulle sal so wat hulle reeds gevra het buigbaar sal wees vir alles wat u vir hulle vra om te doen. Here, laat hulle na u stem sal luister en selfs wanneer dinge moeilik raak, laat hulle sal luister en doen wat u wil hulle moet doen en sal wees waar u wil hulle moet wees. Ek bid dat u ons as gemeente sal help om hulle te ondersteun en dat hulle baie vinnig sal ware vriende maak en sommer gou-gou tuis sal voel in die eierinvangery. Here, ek bid dat u hulle sal seën met wysheid, liefde en vrede en dat u saam met hulle sal gaan. Baie dankie, Heer, in Jesus naam.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift that you have given us in Bridget and in Alex. And Lord, we just invite your Holy Spirit to come upon them and anoint them afresh. Lord, to anoint them for this ministry. Lord, that you would just fill Bridget with such joy as she ministers. Lord, we pray for amazing fruit for her ministry. We just thank you for your grace upon this couple, and we commend them to you.
Father God, you have called Bridget and Alex to this place and for this time. Father, you have been in this process, and their heart desire is to do your will. We believe that they also have this vision that you have given us as a church to raise world-changing Christians and to support the churches of the North. And Father, there are lots of things we could do and be involved in, but we pray today that you would give Bridget insight, an ability to hear and understand what you would have us do, and wisdom and courage as she moves forward. Knowing that in the good times and in the really hard times, you reminded Paul, as you remind us today, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Amen.
Awesome, friends. You can be seated for about 30 seconds. Awesome. Thank you. Grab your throne seats down there. Thank you, team, for praying. Just brilliant. We're going to declare some scriptures over Bridget and Alex and over our church, and then grab the legacy rope and sing a song, and then we'll finish, okay? So some scriptures. Now, what we're going to do, just turn the balloons off for a sec, guys. Can turn off just for a sec. They're going on in just a moment as we sing. As I point to a row, I want you to stand up a section of the church, read the scripture on the screen, sit down. This row, I'll point to you, stand up, you read the scripture, sit down, and we'll go like a wave through the church two or three times, okay? Don't worry about the references, just read out the words of scripture over ourselves and over the church. Okay, so section number one, could you stand, please? Words up on the screen. Here we go. Let's say it together. Ask me, and I will tell you things that you don't know and can't find out. Please be seated at this section. The Lord says, if you love me and you truly know who I am, I will rescue you and keep you safe. When you're in trouble, call out to me. I will answer and be there to protect and honor you. You will live a long life and see my saving power. This section. So I tell you to ask and you will receive, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks will receive, everyone who searches will find, and the door will be opened to everyone who knocks. Third section. Stay joined to me and let my teachings become part of you. Then you can pray for whatever you want and your prayer will be answered. When you become fruitful disciples of mine, my Father will be honored. This section. The has chosen everyone who is faithful to be his very own, and he answers my prayers. This section. Awesome. This section. Brilliant. End section. This section. And finally, this section. Awesome. Please be seated. Scripture is powerful and effective. And we're moving in God's favor. We're moving in his will. Now, along the front of the church here and down the side is a legacy rope. So what we're going to do is I'm going to tell a bit of the Central Baptist story. Take me only 3 minutes. If you hear your family name or your name being called out, I want you to jump up and grab the rope somewhere. We'll need someone pretty strong at the very end of the rope to lead the way. As we sing the last couple of songs, we're going to go one full loop of the church with everybody hanging onto the rope. The end part of the rope here we're putting Bridget and Alex onto as a new, continuing on our legacy story. Now, there's lots of names I'm going to miss out. That's just because I'm going fast, going at Russell speed. Okay, so I'm not going to pause. I'm going to mention your name. You're going to jump up, grab the rope. If you grab the rope, you'll be holding the rope for about 5 or 6 minutes. Okay, and singing and walking along with the rope as well. So make sure you're able to do that physically. So this church was started in 1903 by Harry Long, an itinerant missionary, and Charles and Mary Lovett. So anyone from the Lovett family, I need someone to jump on the rope, please, or anyone related to Mr. Long. Self-denial began this church in 1906, and it was one of the first churches to practice self-denial and start that momentum within the Baptist missionary movement. In 1913, it changed its name to the Whangarei District Baptist Mission. It had 13 outstations it supported throughout the north. There was a significant outreach to gum diggers. In the 1920s and 30s, the Cook and the Kite families became pillars of the church. The first missionaries of the church were Ray and Trevor Litherland, who served with China Inland Mission from 1932 to 1950. In the 1940s, keep jumping up, friends, we saw the rise of the camp ministry. Names that appeared a lot during this time were the McIntoshes, the Pennies, the Fries, the Williams, the Muttons, the Whites, and the Jenkins families. 1950 to the 1960s, the Muttons, the Cutforths, the Edwards, the Gwynns, the Roberts, the Wordsworth, and the Sherbert families were significant in leadership. Keep jumping up, friends. Phil and Beryl Budd, Bob and Edna Mutton, Malcolm and Mona Ead were key missionaries during this period. An all-age school, Sunday school, in the mid-60s, averaged 266 people per week. And I think Doreen Wordsworth was a key leader during this period. In the 70s and 90s, we were very active in mission. Key long-term missionaries were David Melvin Edwards, Peter Cossey, Mary and Ben Dixon, Graham and Ann Edwards, Ann Kite, Celia Fairgrass, Ian and Maybeth Roberts, Robin Leslie Cole, Judy and Walter Nazarek, Greg and Chris Mutton, Peter and Francine Kite. During this period of time, this church sent so many people into the mission field and out to training for ministry. In fact, I think this has been one of the most significant sending churches for missions, sending people to train at Carey College within the Baptist movement. In the late 80s and 90s, we saw the rise of community ministries. In 1987, Toy Library, then Regent Training for job seekers. CMA and the Christian Neighbourhood Group amalgamated to become 4Cs. Regent Community Trust and Arataki Mental Health Ministries were established. In the early 2000s, there was a dynamic team of Scotty Slikerman, Ruth Butcher, Luke Hull, and Elizabeth Pallison. And over recent years, significant ministry and missions from Faye, Ohio, and most recently the Collins family. And I believe in the last few years, just looking at what I've seen as your pastor, I think Dee Dee Skinner's had a huge impact through grants and vision on this church and northern churches. And Cheryl Kitchens helped make this church a super, super friendly church. There's a big gap on the legacy rope here. And I want to say to Pastor Bridget and to Alex, we want you to come and stand and grab the rope now. There's a story here of wonderful things that have gone on for many, many generations. And from this day forward, you're part of our story. And we're ever so grateful that you're part of our story. I want you to stay on the rope. Now, what we're going to do, friends, I'm going to turn the bubble machine on. Balloons are allowed to fly. We're going to sing one song, okay, while we're standing still, kia kaha. Then when we start singing, I Will Follow You, I want the people on the rope to do two full circuits of us. So out into the foyer, back down the aisle, and back out into the foyer. There is no closing prayer. So when the end of the rope goes out those doors for the second time, that's the end of the service. We hug each other. We go and speak to the Pickeringa Baptist people, and we get ready for a potluck lunch. Does that make sense? Would you stand? We were standing in one place, balloons flying, bubbles going. Kia kaha. When it's I Will Follow, let's start moving. Anyone else can jump on the rope at that point too.